Okay, what is going on outside your window there, buddy?
I thought I heard a car alarm. You know, I was just watching Naito fight Jay Lethal from Ring of Honor.
Oh, yes.
In New Japan. And Naito, of course, was victorious with his glorious move, the Destino. And, you know, It's funny, Jay Lethal, I put him in our top five last year. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I have a list. Can you believe it's almost time again?
I'm going to have to take that back. I'm going to have to take him out of my top five, because when you see Jay in a New Japan roster, it's clear, It's evident he's not even in their top 20. It's just obvious the difference in work rate. I think Bobby Fish and, Cole and all these guys, Kyle O'Reilly and Jay are great. But I'm just saying, I just noticed that.
They're guests into that system, you know, and, you know, if you've been following this show, you know how much of a fan Steven is of New Japan. I mean, their top three, their top five talents have so much to offer.
Really? Top 20, too.
Well, they have a lot. They have a lot of talent.
Okay? Even like Mara Fuji, who's not even from their promotion, is blowing my mind.
Right. It's just a completely different.
It's too bad there's so many racists in this country. If there weren't so many racists in this country,
that would be the most
popular promotion.
They don't make it very easy.
Why?
They don't make it very easy to sign up for the damn, you know, New Japan for wrestling.
Well, what I do is I get my friend who's Japanese American to come and do it for me. Yeah, it's about that hard. Rob Jenkins would tell you. I know Rob's listening. You know, use Google Chrome Japanese translation. It's easy. It's fine. I mean, it is. Hey, look, it's worth it. Don't you want to see Shibata headbutt somebody so hard they almost both pass out?
I almost pass out when Shibata headbutts somebody.
I'm starting to think that there's something really wrong with him.
There might be.
He's the open violence weight champion. He's open about his violence the most, so that makes him the champion. And he's open about how violent he is. You get it? Yeah. It's the never open weight. Open never. Okay.
Yeah, then yeah, never open weight.
I've made a joke.
Championship. Yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of belts there on that side of the world.
They do have too many belts. I will agree with that.
I mean, they have like 27 belts to defend over there. They have
40 guys and 27 belts.
Everyone's a champion. Okay, so we're not going to get into any politics or anything like that. This is a spin-free zone. But we will talk about the world of professional wrestling and our thoughts on it. Aljon and Steven are here. And I love talking about myself in the third person. Yes. We will also talk and have our promo of the week. We always feature a great promo. And Steven, we talked a little bit about this last week. Do you want to clue our people into what this is all about?
Charlie Brown's from out of town, baby. That's all you need to know. You know, the only reason that Charlie Brown wears a mask is because he's ugly. Other than that, he's very similar to Jimmy Valiant.
He is.
And they're not the same person. Okay. I think it's kind of obvious.
It's,
you know, the best thing is the announcers are like, oh, see, here's evidence. They're not the same person. So funny.
It is great stuff.
Yeah.
It is
great. Very good. We love it.
Right. Right. So, we've got that going on. Let's not forget, everybody, before we get into the meat and potatoes of this program, let's first talk about our website. ProWrestlingCast.com is your one-stop shop to support our show. We give it to you for free every single week, thanks to the We Be Geeks Network of podcasts and this YouTube channel. We do appreciate you clicking like and subscribing to our feeds and sharing it over social media. But we also appreciate you being a patron of our site. we are on Patreon. So, you know, for just, you know, $1 a month, you can help us out and say that you support our show, and rewards come along with that. We do appreciate that. That link is on our website page as well as Amazon. Amazon has been a day one supporter of this program, and every time you want to go shopping, the holidays are just right around the corner, as well as WrestleMania season. I can't believe I'm saying that, but if you want, you can get all your merchandise and things for the kiddies at home and through our Amazon link, and we will appreciate that. Every time you purchase something using our specific link and our banner, that means Amazon will be sending us a little commission for everything that you buy. It won't cost anything else or anything extra. They will simply reciprocate for the advertising that we do on our program.
Reciprocation.
And reciprocation is key. And that's how this whole ecosystem works, folks. So we appreciate that. And then the other thing too, we also have links for the WWE shop, pro wrestling tees, T-blocks for subscription boxes. So those things are all good. And of course, highspots.com.
Yep.
You want to check out a lot of those videos and things like that. So if you're a wrestling fan, like I know you are, and you're not just a wrestling fan, you are a hardcore wrestling fan, or you're a fringe fan that wants to become a hardcore fan, listen to our entire log of shows that date all the way back from this past year. Or is it 2 years now?
We've been been almost 2 years, actually.
I can't believe it, man.
I think it's been 20 months, believe it or not.
It's been a while. And then we also have started putting up a lot of Q&As as well. Did you hear the Bill Goldberg Q&A?
I haven't heard that one yet. I heard the Sasha and all the other. But I wanted to point something out about the back. If you listen to the back catalog, you will hear us predict a lot of things correctly. Mm-hmm. About Will Ospreay coming up, Marty Scurll, who's just signed, coming up, talking about the draft and what was going to happen. We're pretty good. If you listen to our old stuff in the catalog, you will notice that we're not stupid. We don't make a bunch of goofy predictions like a lot of these YouTube shows and podcast shows do. We're intellectuals. Okay,
we're intellectuals. Okay, I'd like that. And we not just talk about WWE. We also talk about Ric Vauder, Lucha Underground, New Japan for wrestling, and of course TNA Impact, and the rest of the world. And we will be talking about that because it is a heavy news week here for us here at Pro Wrestling Cast. And now, on with the show.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
It's Pro Wrestling Cast.
I can't help that I'm the greatest wrestler alive today.
With your hosts, Aljon and Steven.
Drink it in, man.
Pro Wrestling Cast, your weekly look into the world of professional wrestling.
The love that was given me, and this time, I will repay you now, because I will be the next world's heavyweight champion of this hard time blues.
Follow us on Facebook at Pro Wrestling Cast and on Twitter at P Wrestling Cast.
And I am truly the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
Have a question or just want to comment? Leave us a voicemail at 615-9339-PWC. That's 615-9339-792.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Pro Wrestling Cast.
Now can you dig that, sucker?
I'm so glad that Shinsuke Nakamura has become a main eventer in WWE already, aren't you?
You know, he's worked his way up the ladder.
Yeah, now he's doing 150-seat places in Florida instead of, you know, a boring 28,000 place.
But isn't that where you want him? So they don't screw his character?
I'd rather be in New Japan, you know. I mean, yeah, it's been really great. NXT's been great with him on top. We saw the man right in front of our face, you know?
Well, this is
just as great as he was billed in person, I'll tell you that.
Well, I have a feeling that after January, it's all going to change.
I don't know about that. Hey,
I want it to change. You know, they had a seismic shift
Yeah.
I think that it's going to be time for, you know, Bobby Roode and Eric Young, you know, for it to be TNA over there in NXT. And, you know, and I'm cool with that. Let it happen because we need Samoa Joe on the main roster, like big time. We need Shinsuke Nakamura big time. We need someone to shake up the women's division like an Asuka big time.
Right.
And I think it can happen.
I don't think we'll ever see Asuka, you know. I mean, they should, but I just don't think. She's the best women's wrestler in the roster.
Man, she's great. Hey, you know what? On that matter, let's just put Mickie James back on the main roster. Let's do it.
If she has a classic match, they might. But, I mean, it's easy to have a good match with Asuka. All you have to do is know how to
work
at all.
Just, you know, on the most basic level, just work.
Yeah, I mean, she's done this for a long time, longer than NXT.
Well, Mickey knows how to work, so, you know.
But I just call her the MVP of the new crop. I mean, she really is, because she hasn't let anybody down in any way, shape, or form. You know, and her main events have been great. I know the star rating curmudgeons on the internet want to give her stuff a half a star less or a star less because they're women. And they think it's opposite, that you add a star because they're women. That's ludicrous. But they don't understand basic wrestling psychology anyway, so why would they know? I don't know. I'm not talking about Dave Meltzer or anybody like that. I'm talking about a lot of other sites. I see, well, this was sloppy, that was sloppy. It's like, Jesus, these other matches are...
Yeah, I know, right?
Give me a break.
Well, welcome.
It's wrong, Al John. It makes me angry.
It's wrong. It's, yeah, I know. I mean, good wrestling is good wrestling, no matter the gender. So, once again, thank you so much for checking out Pro Wrestling Cast, your weekly look at the world of professional wrestling news, commentary, and just overall entertainment, fashion, and heavy metal. We do talk about that on occasion. My name is Al John Go. I am your lifelong wrestling fan and broadcaster. I've been loving professional wrestling all my life, and a lot of people don't know this, but, you know, I've been on the radio.
Yes.
You know, that's why this show sounds the way it does. You know, whether you like it or not, it's the best thing going today.
Right.
Also, we're also joined by our heel commentator, wrestling historian, Mr. Stephen Anthony.
Well, that's not my name, is it? I did change my name.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Tell our listeners and our longtime followers your name.
My new name is Cassette Tapes.
Why?
What I'm going to do is, you know, I'm going to go back into music again, you know, my art, and, you know, to make really just weird bunch of noises, seagull noises over, you know, transient, ambient
things. Soundscapes.
And basically, I'm going to use the face paint again.
Okay.
Paint my face like a cassette tape. And that's basically the idea.
I like it. A lot of lo-fi stuff.
Yes, I'm very lo-fi. A lot of my music is very lo-fi. I'm so much trendier and more hip than anybody that plays music that it actually makes me sick. It's to the point where I don't even do songs. They're not even songs anymore.
Yeah.
So for instance, like, I got a new single in Nashville I'm trying to promote and get signed with. I'll just have a comedy sketch.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that works.
Cassette tapes.
I like it.
I am a doctorate, so it's Dr. Cassette Tapes.
Oh, okay. All right. So we're here with our wrestling historian and heel commentator, Dr. Cassette Tapes.
Well, you can call me Stephen Anthony, though.
You're making it very confusing.
Well, I just wanted to do that little thing.
Okay. So we're here. Let's go ahead and get into This Week in Wrestling News.
Pro Wrestling Cast. This Week in Wrestling News.
This week in wrestling.
Okay. So, shall we just go ahead and get Joey Styles out of the way?
Yeah, go ahead. It just happened during the night.
All right. So, the presidential election happened. That is no surprise to anybody.
Oh, did they finally do that? Did that happen finally? I didn't know that they ended up doing that.
broadcast live on the WWE Network. No, they didn't.
They broadcast on the WWE Network.
No. They broadcast live. They broadcast live to everybody. It was probably the most watched thing ever.
And SmackDown did 1.9 within that time frame, and I'm really proud of them, man. I thought they were going to do 0.2. You know, I mean, they should have done 0.2 because I've never seen that many people wrapped up in anything on TV before. I mean, I really mean that.
Well, there wasn't. I mean, the rest of the world, the rest of the country was waiting, anxiously waiting to find out who the new commander-in-chief of the United States was going to be. But in the meantime, yes, Tuesday SmackDown was actually a great show, brought to you from Glasgow, Scotland, which is where they had been doing Raw, I guess, the night previous.
Right.
Heavily edited because the crowd went crazy for Bayley. We can talk about that later, but
they need to turn down the volume. they don't need people to be over like that.
Oh, between that and James Ellsworth, man, those two were over, Bayley and James Ellsworth. But so here we are. And then Tuesday night, Joey Styles tweets something inappropriate.
No, I thought he said it on the Evolve show.
Oh, did he say it on the Evolve show?
Am I getting this twisted?
No, I don't know. I thought he tweeted it.
Now
I thought he tweeted it.
I'm going to read what a certain website that I read might have posted. Boy, Conor McGregor looked...
How about
obviously
that?
Obviously, I'm looking at the front page of their page right now while I'm opening this, but yeah, Conor looked fantastic. Let's see. I have it right here. Let's see here. Ah, yes. Yeah, it was an on-air remark. And the remark was, Joanna, you look great tonight. And if your next our next president were there tonight, he'd grab you by the, and then,
Link.
Yeah. So, and then Gabe Sapolsky, fired him on Twitter immediately almost. So do you think, I know you're a big Joey fan. I always thought he was very much a 90s announcer. And I think that's probably what hurt him. Obviously, Gabe is, probably,
Well, let's not. They have clashing political views.
I guess so. I don't know why he fired him over that.
Even though that's the case, you know, I mean, that's if he said that on TV, it's not appropriate language. There are some tweets, by the way, that are missing. I do have, his. Let's do a screen share. You want to see this?
Oh God!
So let's share this.
Okay, let's share.
So you can see this now. Okay, there is Joey Styles, verified, by the way. Very clean-cut Joey Styles.
Yes, yes.
Then you can see, this tweet is unavailable.
Yeah.
And then he talks about, you know, just yesterday, the Evolve show on FlowSlam.tv,
yeah.
Mentioning Drew Gulak, all that. And, of course, there's another tweet that's unavailable.
Yeah, so he's...
So he's got something going on there. We're going to also follow Noam Dar. I forgot to follow Noam Dar.
Yeah, you need to follow Noam Dar. What are you doing?
Yeah, no, I was like, you know, his praises.
Hey, Leon Russell's dead. Just point that out. He's really good. He was really good. Anyway.
Oh, you mean down there? Okay. So at any rate.
Yeah, don't worry about that though.
So he is no longer the commentator for Evolve, huh?
Well, I'm a little surprised, but it is what it is. Gabe's probably just, Gabe probably did that because he didn't want his commentator to come across politically. That's probably how he was thinking about it. You know, Gabe's had a history of doing things like that actually, but you know, it's his company. He can do whatever he wants. You know, he's like, hey, I don't want you, bye. You know, and that's how it goes, you know, unless he signed up.
Well, I think in this day and age, people have to realize that those are, you know, there are repercussions for your words, your actions. And you definitely, in a world where 50% believe this and 50% believe that, why would you alienate the other 50% of your fan base? Why?
Are you prepared to declare Joey Styles an unabashed racist?
Is that a rhetorical question?
That's a joke. That was a joke.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that was kidding. I was kidding.
You know, but you know, why would you do that? You know, I mean, this is a funny. Very,
oh, you're talking about him. Okay.
Well, oh, well, to be funny. Well, you know,
I'm trying to be funny, not him.
In this day and age, you know, you can't sneeze without offending somebody.
I know.
You might offend a snowflake if you do that.
Oh, take it easy. Hey, listen, I have to.
Me, take it easy.
Hey, I have to.
I said first, let's not get political on this show.
I'm not getting political. I didn't do anything. I'm being funny and 50-50.
Oh, okay. All right. 50-50. Okay. 50-50 booking, much like the WWE.
That's what we got going on right now. That's the problem.
There's no 50-50 booking. It's all shades of gray.
I got one commander in chief, and he don't live on Earth. What do you think of that?
There you go, man.
That's my political statement. I told y'all not to vote. I told you a vote doesn't matter. I told you that the thing's set up and rigged.
That's why he's a heel, folks.
And now this. If you just wouldn't have cared, you wouldn't be upset right now, just like Steve. Steve watches professional bowling. He watches New Japan wrestling. He watches strange DDT matches with a lot of gay wrestlers. You know, maybe 2/3 gay wrestlers in some matches. That's what you need to do. All right. That's my statement.
I still say go out and vote.
Don't vote. You're just going to get upset. There are people that control us. We don't even see them.
Okay. We're not going to dive down this rabbit hole. Man, you're leading us into the abyss.
I didn't go left or right. I went weird.
You went beyond. Okay. So. There goes Joey Styles. Okay. So that is huge. How about this news? We hadn't talked about this, but do you know that Paige proposed to a still married Alberto Del Rio? Did you know that?
Yeah, that happened a while back before the world.
We didn't cover that. You know, they were on TMZ and they're playing.
He's not gonna marry her. He's not gonna marry her. He's not gonna marry her.
You heard it here first, folks.
He's not going to marry her. I'm going to tell you what I've been saying for the whole time, that he is his character. He's a heel human being. And she's a delicate flower. Going to get hurt.
Is that okay? Right?
That's what's going to happen.
Oh, Paige.
She's 18, right?
I don't know how old Paige is. I think she's 21.
Yeah, I mean, he's just smash and go. That's what's going on there.
Wow.
But I mean, they've elongated and he's turned it into, I love Del Rio. I think what he's doing is hilarious, by the way. Don't think that I care.
Yeah. Plus he's running his own MMA promotion there in Mexico.
And then her mom is upset about it, right? Her mom is on Twitter. Don't marry him.
I love it. I love Paige's mom.
Your brother's incensed. Now she was a pretty stiff wrestler, her mom.
Mm-hmm.
She had a match with Paige and they got stiff. I think they had juice in the match. I don't know. I have to look it up.
That's crazy. Their whole family is wrestling. You know, they've got their own wrestling promotion.
They are some wrestlers. That is some wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
her father, everybody, the whole family.
So Del Rio is proposed to by Paige. That tells you everything you need to know right there.
Yeah, Paige got down on her knee and proposed to him. So
this happened about a month ago. This is.
Gosh, was it a month ago?
I swear it is.
We hadn't even discussed it, but I thought I'd bring it up.
No, I thought it was very funny. Trust me.
Well, we are going to also talk about the Survivor Series because we know that's just we're going to talk about that in the upcoming picks. But
well, you said it wrong. It's Survivor Series.
All right, thank you, Vince.
Yeah,
thank you, Vince. But we'll also how about some more independent wrestling news?
Sure.
The signing we were talking about Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor had a huge week. They signed two incredible wrestlers that we thought were going to eventually show up at the WWE. Steven, you want to take it from here? I've got the press release here.
It just broke up. What, the two independent wrestlers? What? Say it again.
Oh yeah. Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor had a press release about some of our favorite independent wrestlers. So,
Well, I'm really excited about Marty Scurll. I've been talking about him for a while. And the difference between Marty and Zack Sabre and Will is that he does less flippy moves. No, the biggest difference is that Marty is a straight up heel and he's a great heel. And, if they had any damn sense whatsoever, he would be their heel champion, just like he has done for RevPro. He is a wonderful wrestler. He's had matches with Ospreay that are among the best of the year. And that's what really made that RevPro promotion super special. This triumvirate of Zack Sabre Jr., Will Ospreay, and Marty Scurll as the heel. You know, they've had 4.5, 4.75 star, 5-star, some dare say, matches. Although it's hard to get 5 stars, guys. Mm-hmm. For a few years now. And they've really made England the wrestling town. And you cannot say enough about having a strong heel. You know, he's Tully Blanchard-esque. He's not as good as Tully Blanchard, although he probably technically wrestles. You know, some of his spots are a lot better. But, you know, that's how much I think of the gent. And who was the other gentleman that you said had signed?
Will Ospreay.
The person that I had been talking about all along and has made such a splash, you know, with his, you know, incredible match this year with Vader. I mean, Ricochet. And,
he was the viral superstar of the year.
Check out Vader on Conan talking about everything, coming clean about his pill addiction. And I think that might have been why Vader, had that confusing reaction. Do you know why Vader snapped at me on Twitter? Do you remember what I asked him, what I told him he should do?
Yeah.
I told him he should do an angle where he goes to England and has a match with Will Ospreay at RevPro. What a crazy ass idea. I guess I am a complete asshole. You can bleep that.
No, I'm not.
And I understand that you're on drugs and you're a drug addict. I'm going back into that Vader thing again. Remember? We had to cut it because I got upset.
I'm not going to cut it. I'm not going to cut this.
I understand that you're on drugs and that's why you're acting like an asshole. So I would suggest that you get off of drugs. That would be my suggestion.
Just remember, folks, this is the heel commentator. So I've got the press release right here. You know, professional wrestling world was abuzz when Ring of Honor announced that it's aerial assassin Will Ospreay and the villain Marty Scurll.
The villain.
On Ring of Honor's Reach for the Sky Tour events in the United Kingdom, many assumed that this would be a temporary arrangement to showcase UK's best wrestling free agents in a Ring of Honor ring. But ROH is proud to announce that both Will and Marty have signed exclusive Ring of Honor contracts that will see both men compete beyond the UK tour. Ospreay gained undeniable international acclaim in 2016 by becoming the youngest ever first English winner of the prestigious Best of the Super Juniors tournament hosted by New Japan. One of the best kept secrets in pro wrestling, Ospreay is also the most in-demand talent in dazzling the world with his aerial tactics and mat wrestling. Scurll is no stranger to UK fans, and transformation to the man known as the villain has propelled Scurll to his previous unseen heights. In perhaps the deepest pro wrestling guerrilla battle for Los Angeles tournament, Scurll cemented
his mark. Yeah, he just won the BOLA. I'm sorry, I forgot to point that out. Great.
Won the
maybe the best show of the year. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah. Go ahead. No. I'm just reminding people. Now, these two will be tested right out of the gate November 18th in Liverpool. So just a few days away, Scurll will face one of ROH's most popular stars, Dalton Castle. While Will Ospreay will face the world television champion, Bobby Fish, my man.
That should be great.
In a proving ground match, this is a big opportunity for Will, although he's recently expressed his discontent with not being there for the title. Mm-hmm. Ospreay feels that even though this is his first ROH match, he's well proven internationally and deserves his title shot just as much as anyone else on the roster. The next night, November 19th, these men will have no love lost for one another and will attempt to put their differences aside for one night in an attempt to defeat ROH World Tag Team Champions, the Young Bucks, to sweep in a non-title bout. Finally, on November 20th in London, Ospreay and Scurll the ring from one another since the battle finals of the Battle of Los Angeles when they clash one-on-one in London. That should be me.
Elite. Sorry, I always wanted to do that.
There you go. So that is a huge signing for Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor for me continues to be a great show to watch. Just an hour long. You fast forward through the commercials, man. It goes really quickly. It's a great and easy watch. And you can watch it on the Fight Network or the Fight TV app, F-I-T-E app. Watch out. I know. The Fight app, the Fight TV app, not the Fight Network, but the Fight app. So
I'm very excited about this. This is great. And maybe we'll see Marty go over to New Japan, because Ring of Honor, New Japan, CMLL have this triumvirate that's trying to take over this evil empire, the WWE, which, if you watch the Tiger Mask cartoon in Japan, the new one, is loosely the storyline. Did you know this? We need to fight this evil wrestling company that's trying to become a global force and hurt our wrestling company. I'm thinking, I think I understand the storyline. I think I know what you're going at here. And Kota, Tiger Mask, think about it, guys.
I will say this, coming up in December, Ring of Honor will have their final pay-per-view of the year. So be sure to check that out as well, the final battle. And for some reason, I'm having a hard time finding it on the damn Ring of Honor.
There's going to be a lot of really near five-star battles coming up now that these English boys are in Ring of Honor.
I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, you know, like I said, Bobby Fish is great. Colt Cabana has been doing his thing with Dalton Castle. That's been great too. So, I mean, Ring of Honor, once again, paying you much love and respect, because, you're still doing it great. And, TV production still is looking good, man. And in a lot of ways, rivaling that of TNA. Did you want to talk about any TNA this week? Because I have to tell you, the TNA show for me has really become the Hardy show.
Well, it's really been that for a while, and I think they're going to wear out the Hardy thing. You know, I really think they're on the way to doing it, and I think the Hardys have gone without a hitch here for most of the year, and you know, their time will run out because they're putting them on TV so much. It's just the amount of seconds and minutes that you're on TV. And I just wish that people would watch, you know, you can go on YouTube and find a lot of these Mid-South Louisiana, Oklahoma shows I talk about from 81, 2, 3, 4. Mm-hmm. And if you watch those shows, you'll see a perfectly paced TV show. And it's just a matter of 5 minutes that you can replay the next week and maybe the week after, and just a promo. You know, really 5 minutes of an angle makes so much, can last a whole month. To put somebody on TV for 30 minutes, a show, man, you got to come up with a lot of material. So well, I'm just worried we're going to get burned out on that, and then they'll be done.
Well, you got to think that those segments are probably the highest rated segments on their show.
It has to. I mean, it's definitely what people watch the most on the interweb.
It's what I watch the most when I see the show. And it's not bad. I mean, right now they're shuffling their card up a little bit. You've got some mid-carders coming up to the point where they're battling for the title. You know, EC3 is still there, but you have guys like Eli Drake who are coming up, that are vying for it. And the X Division Championship is still, you know, still great. I mean, you still have that. So there's a lot of stuff going on there. I'm just kind of shaking my head, seeing what's going on with Aaron Rex, aka, that guy, Damian Sandow. And then, also, what's going on with Cody Rhodes and, you know, and all that. So that really, to me, their appearances kind of fall flat, and they really haven't done anything to really push them in the direction I think they should. But
most people will get a Cody Rhodes and a Damian Sandow with the internet buzz and the heat with the way they left WWE and the arsenal of a shoot promo, and do well for at least 6 months of angles and matches, and then perhaps, you know, lose some. That's usually what happens when you debut a hot wrestler. They didn't get anything out of them. Maybe a week. I mean, it's really, they're really sad. They just don't know how to promote wrestling. I don't know how else to put it. They don't promote wrestling good. They don't book wrestling good. They don't write good wrestling storylines, and they don't have good, internal logic. I mean, they're just really bad.
Well, and it's wild to talk about that, because this has actually been one of the best years in terms of TNA creative. I mean,
it's in there. Yeah.
I mean, you know, outside of what, our favorite years being like, what, 2006, 2005, 2006.
I think my favorite year is 2000. I mean, this is a personal thing, but maybe 2004.
2004.
That was even before they were really Haddish. They were still doing the pay-per-view thing, and then they slowly got into Fox Sports, which wasn't really a good show. I guess Samoa Joe, Kurt Angle is across the wave, and then Samoa Joe, AJ, Chris Daniels, but I just really fond of 2003 and 4 too. But
you know, I like that show. And you know, I actually did like the Fox Sports version of TNA because of the presentation. The presentation was different.
It was
much more of an MMA feel, which I really appreciated. You know, there are some things that TNA has done over the course of the years that made them stand out. You know, the worst part of the TNA history for me is when they went neck and neck with WWE, and they really had made themselves look like WWE Lite at that point. But there were some good moments. The way they shoot the vignettes of wrestlers kind of backstage doing their segments behind windows and doors like that, like the cameras are trying to look in. I think that's brilliant. I think that's brilliant because WWE has this warped sense of the cameras are always there and they just happen to be following these wrestlers and things like that happen. Like I get some of that, but they don't acknowledge certain things. But I love how their cameras have kind of come in and do this. And I like the sports presentation of it all. And if they were able to continue to do that, I think it would have continued to separate them from WWE. But
they don't act good enough to do that, really. That's a problem. You have to be a good actor. And acting is hard. I mean, I'm great at it. My wife's great at it.
Right.
But, you know, they aren't.
Right, right. So, at any rate...
you know it's in a movie, right?
What?
I was in a movie. You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was in a zombie movie.
Oh, you were in the zombie movie. Okay, we're in that zombie movie. I didn't know you were in it. Were you a zombie?
Yeah, I ate someone's face.
Oh, that's great.
Some puny actor.
Nice.
He got literally scared of me. I don't know what the hell was wrong. You remember that? Dude was scared of me. I'm like, this is acting. I'm acting. I think he was mad because I physically attacked him in a real way.
Oh my God.
That's not true.
It was a good on the next week, trip. Next week's version of The Walking Dead.
Yeah. No, it was. Obviously my wife is an accomplished actress, but
by the way,
method acting is very hard is my point actually.
And by the way, for the record, I'm under the weather. So you're going to hear my voice kind of come in and out. So I apologize in advance.
No, so sexy like that.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Oh, yeah. We'll drop the bass on the voice here. Let's do that. So here we are. WWE. Two big milestone events coming up. We know that the Survivor Series is coming up in a week's time. So we're going to talk about our picks for that program. And then the 900th episode of SmackDown. So The Undertaker, Mong, will be coming back for that particular show. And what is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen?
He'll come out and it'll be boring. That's what happens every time he re-debuts. He never does anything. He comes out with his little hat. You know, he's kind of a puny little guy, The Undertaker, and it's not true. Oh, you know, LeBron James did not want to see him when he came in full gear to that Cavaliers game. Came out because LeBron James doesn't do anything to cross promote with someone else or someone's brand. He's very careful about his brand. So he's like, I'm not doing something to help promote WWE just because you send somebody here in full gear. And he did wear that cool 1996 Undertaker shirt, which I think I would have to agree is the best Undertaker, 96, 97. There's no doubt in my mind. You want to know who I'm a mark for? It's 97 Undertaker. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they said, hey, he's here in full gear. And he's like, nope, he wouldn't do it. that's the story behind that. Kind of weird. But that just shows you he's still in very strong with the company, and he's going to do a WrestleMania match and blah, blah, blah. And he'll threaten to quit at it. You know, he just didn't want a job to Shane McMahon, you know. You know, people should do things like that and say, hey, my character wouldn't job to some guy with gray hair who's, you know, in shape but not a wrestler. And it's, I'm huge. I am older than him, but I'm huge and I'm muscular, and it doesn't make sense for my legacy. So I understand why The Undertaker did that. I could see him in the at the end of the match. We were watching it very close together on your TV set, Al John. Mm-hmm. And I could see him talking to him in mime, in ventriloquist voice.
During his voice.
I don't know if they cut that later, but you could see him, Undertaker, talking in ventriloquist voice to Shane about something. And I thought, this was a strange match. So I don't know what that was all about.
Well.
And now he's back. Because he loves the WWE. He's always stuck with them through the dark, through the light.
He's come through for them on so many different occasions, and I think he would have much rather sat this WrestleMania out if it wasn't for the fact that they really, that Vince was probably begging Mark to come back.
Come back. The show. Come back to the show.
You know, yeah, well, just like the whole reason why, you know, the streak was broken was to pop the network and to gain more subscribers. You know, I mean, people, I mean, that was, you know, that was a work, folks. You know, they were trying to work you for those subscription ratings, you know, for those subscription signups.
I don't care what all these legendary wrestling historians said about The Undertaker losing, but it was the right thing to do. It was a very wise move. And in retrospect, it was great booking. And, you know, I'm glad that Vince did it. I think it was a great first, you know, it started off the new era. We've talked about this. Mm-hmm. It was the right thing to do. He needed to, make a statement. He needed to get over Brock Lesnar. He needed to do something shocking that people would keep talking about. They haven't stopped talking about it for 2.5 years.
No, they've got the most bang for their buck in that case.
Yes. And so, you know, so The Undertaker comes out and he says, we shan't perform together again. But that's not what happened. He came right on back. I'm a big Spinal Tap guy. But you know what I mean? And I bet The Undertaker is too. There's a real heavy metal fan right there.
No kidding. Oh, yeah. We love The Undertaker. But, you know, what could they possibly do? This show is going to be stacked and will be one for the ages. And will also be unopposed from any type of sports.
But you didn't see the cool face I just made when you said one for the ages. I went.
You look like James Ellsworth there.
Oh, stop. My chin is really one of the most beautiful parts.
That's what you did. You did like the whole, like, you know, I got no chin thing.
Yeah.
There you go. Why do people pose that way? And it's just crazy to me.
Because they want to be silly.
I guess, you know, it's, well, there you go. That's why you do it.
I'm really annoyed they signed James Ellsworth. I'll say that a second straight week. That's silly to me.
Oh, I love the fact that they signed James Ellsworth. I love it.
Good.
I love the character of James Ellsworth. He's the everyman. He is, I find him entertaining, but I think once again, he's going to be, and you know what? More over, I believe, than Dean Ambrose.
Now that's funny. I mean, that's true and funny.
I mean, I can't help but think that.
I think
he has
right.
A huge response. You look at the even the international audience knows. In what could have been the most disastrous SmackDown in ratings history, going up against the election results,
right?
You had the international crowd pop for him, deafening pop, and chanting Ellsworth, Ellsworth. You know, I mean, this guy is what Goldberg wanted to be,
right?
And he comes out and tremendous pop for this cat, and then. Everybody else is like, you know, searching for a reaction that entire night, you know? It's crazy to me. It's absolutely crazy. But, you know, once again, it works. I mean, you know, I don't, you know, I'm sure they're going to run into the ground, but that's okay.
It's an indictment of their booking because something silly now is what gets over instead of, you know what I mean? Like, something silly gets over.
But you know what? The booking, the placement makes sense. You know, I mean, if you're looking for logic in the WWE in terms of booking, you know, SmackDown is not bad, you know, in terms of the actual writing and the creation of these types of feuds and things. At least I don't think so. I mean, I find SmackDown to be very entertaining.
I liked it a lot. I mean, I'm again, you know, I'm glad that they created another entity, you know. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important that they showed that they can actually create a real life second brand, not just something that seems like it should be or could be. So yeah, SmackDown's a real show. It's not as good as I wanted it to be. You know, I thought it was going to be something different.
Yeah. Well, it may, because we'll talk about the cruiserweights possibly coming over there. So there's a lot of stuff going on. How about the fact that Shane McMahon has joined Team SmackDown for the Survivor Series? Do you want to wait to talk about that with our Survivor Series talk? Or?
Well, we could go into the Survivor Series talk, or we could talk about Chris Jericho biting Sin Cara like a wild dog.
Okay, so let's talk about that. So, once again, the tour group is overseas in Europe.
Yeah.
And there is an altercation. Chris Jericho, once again.
As usual.
This went down. You texted me when you heard about this and said, Chris Jericho is one scrappy dude. Okay,
Vince, Chris Jericho is being violent again.
So tell us what went down there on tour between two of the most violent individuals
on their roster.
It's Sin Cara, aka Hunico, and Chris Jericho.
I just heard that Sin Cara 2 was acting, you know, obnoxious on the bus and singing and annoying everyone, and the bus rides are kind of hard. It's hard to get rental cars and all that, and they pay for your travel by going on a bus like you're a freaking 8-year-old going to a field trip. And, you know, they're on the bus and he's making noise and they're getting annoyed. And then Jericho says, hey, I'm serious. Be quiet. And apparently Sin Cara's got a heck of a temper there because he beat the living bejesus out of Simon Gotch, which is pretty funny in itself. And now he went for Jericho kind of snap. Now, this is all the wrestlers talking. They may have an issue with him personally. So you never know what happened. But what I do know is that Chris Jericho bit him like on the hand. So they got to, those fights are broken up really quick backstage. So that's always how that happens. And, the guys like to get a little fun, but Jericho, Jesus, always getting into some trouble.
You know, what's funny is I'm sure he was just hungover.
He's always drinking that vodka.
You follow like Chris Jericho on Twitter, you know, and he's friends with everybody. You know, he's probably hanging out with like Becky Lynch and Charlotte and all them and just, you know, causing a ruckus, you know.
Yeah, I bet he's been hanging out with Becky Lynch.
He's Chris Jericho, man. He lives like he's literally 20 years younger than he actually is.
Well, he goes by the rock and roll philosophy of like, let me just stay wild and young and free, you know, and a lot of rock and roll guys do that, lead singers especially. So that's what he's doing.
No, he loves to live for the experience. And mind you, I'm sure this experience will wind up in one of Jericho's books.
Yeah. And I mean, that's why he's got a gut because he's in his 40s now. And
he doesn't have a gut. Have you seen him? He's cut.
It's hard to get rid of your gut when you're that age and he keeps drinking alcohol. You know, that's what's happening.
Well, he works out. He burns it off. You know, he's got the DDP yoga.
Well, Nakamura's in his late 30s. He doesn't have a physique like that.
No, people are built differently.
Tanahashi doesn't have a gut, and he hadn't been able to work out for most of the year.
I don't think Jericho has a gut, but
happy birthday, Tanahashi! I think he's 42.
Oh, happy birthday to Chris Jericho! Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Tanahashi and Jericho also had a birthday together.
Oh, great! I'd like to see Chris Jericho fight Tanahashi in a match. That'd be excellent.
I would love that. Chris Jericho celebrated. They put the cake on the face, you know, for Chris Jericho during those house shows.
That's cute.
So. Here we are, Monday Night Raw, still kind of abysmal, you know, that's what it is.
I can't even watch it.
But let us go ahead and talk about Survivor Series. There are going to be three traditional Survivor Series matchups. Mm-hmm. And they're, I love what their tagline is. Fantasy warfare just got real. Yeah, it was real back in WrestleMania 24, whatever they met up last time.
24? What are you talking about? Oh, Goldberg against Lesnar?
Goldberg against Lesnar.
Oh, that's...
WrestleMania 20, I'm sorry, WrestleMania 20.
WrestleMania 20, the one where... I can't remember now who won the title in the main event of that. They never really say anymore. I cannot remember his name. You remember the name?
Crispin? I think his name was Crispin.
Wah. And
Crispin Wah-Pedal.
Well, we all remember the main event, which is Eddie Guerrero defeating Kurt Angle in the title match.
I mean, but,
that was a really good pay-per-view. Actually, it made me sad because Ultimo Dragon slipped on a wire. They edited it later, but I saw it live, and it just broke my heart. On his entrance, Ultimo Dragon's tripping on the wire. Broke my heart. I cannot tell you. I've still not gotten over that.
Yeah, man.
Anyway,
it was WrestleMania 20, yes?
Yeah, I remember the whole card. It was a really good one. Yeah, Rock and Foley against the Evolution match was great.
And by the way, you did mention the fact that Eddie Guerrero was on the card. And by the way, I think this was also an anniversary of Eddie Guerrero's passing this past
week. That's true. And let me say this. This is really important to me. I think that Eddie Guerrero is one of the greatest wrestlers in North American history. I think he might be in the top three. He's definitely in the best tag team ever. Los Gringos Locos.
Yeah, man. I agree. And by the way, every time we talk about Eddie Guerrero and his anniversary of his passing, I always go back to my initial meeting with Eddie Guerrero, on Father's Day outside of the Sheraton Music City, where my dad and I had met him, and we also met up, we met Albert, we met Crispin. And then also,
what is wrong with you?
And Dean Malenko, and they were all traveling together. But Eddie was the one.
What a violent! What a violent car! That's a violent sounding car.
Yeah, people. He was waiting for the car, and I saw him, and I went out to shake his hand, and I said, nice to meet you. And then he goes, oh, it's nice to meet you. And then my dad goes,
what a nice guy.
He's a really big fan. He's been a fan of yours since he was a kid. And
that's sweet.
That's my dad. And then,
warming my heart here.
And then he goes, oh, that's great. You two want to pose for a picture? And I said, oh, no, we're cool. We're cool. We didn't want to interrupt you. I know you're busy, but, and I should have, that would have been awesome.
Yeah. You totally blew that.
My dad always, had pictures, but then you always think, at the time, oh, they'll always be next time when they come back into town. I'll be able to, do my radio thing, and I'll be able to get backstage like I have in the past and get pictures taken with the superstars. And of course, that never happened. So
why?
Oh, because he passed away like after that.
Oh. Having a bad morning.
No, it's all right. We're gonna. So
that was like in 2003 or four, right?
Yeah.
Then your story makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So, at any rate, yeah. But he was great, man. He was really kind, nice guy. So,
and Chris Benoit came up, and he's like, "Can I take the picture for you guys?"
You know what? Actually, Chris did come up, and I also shook Chris's hand too.
Listen, it's possible that Chris Benoit had CTE along with his drug use led to things that happened. I'm just saying that maybe he wasn't that bad of a person.
No, he wasn't.
That's why it's okay for me to say his name. That's what I'm trying to, that's really where I'm going with that. I think it's silly they won't bring that up, but that hurts their own lawsuits, which they have not. 57 people.
Yeah.
Somebody just joined. Who was it? Somebody we know. Ashley Massaro.
Oh, Ashley.
And she also contended sexual harassment from 10 years back as well. So,
oh, come on. Get over it.
I'm sure it's true.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it is. But why come out like now? Why does it all have to be now? Okay, that is just, okay, maybe I'm being insensitive. Okay,
I take that back.
I take that back. Okay.
It's okay.
At any rate,
everybody calm down. Everybody's okay. Everybody calm down. My God.
So here we are, Survivor Series. Three traditional Survivor Series matchups in this particular card, always subject to change. But so here we are. Do we want to go ahead and run down some of the proposed matches and maybe who you think is going to go over in our predictions show?
Absolutely.
Okay. So here we have.
Okay.
The Cruiserweight Champion, The Brian Kendrick versus Kalisto, provided he wins SmackDown Live this week to get the Cruiserweight division. Or I'm sorry, versus Kalisto. If Kalisto wins, SmackDown Live gets the entire Cruiserweight division.
I hope so, Kalisto gets it so the SmackDown can get the Cruiserweight division. They'll probably know a little bit better what to do. They have a better Cruiserweight announcer. They have the Cruiserweight announcer. And they need to do that because it's been a failure. The matches haven't had heat. Michael Cole's a doofus when it comes to calling anything non-WWE formulaic match-wise. And they probably should just do it because they have failed on Raw. And Kalisto would probably be a good Cruiserweight champion at this point because at least he has some heat. He's had a WrestleMania match where he beat Rybotch. And I think it would be a wise thing to move everybody over there. Maybe could get, they should just all go to SmackDown. That's the right thing to do. And then they're doing the, they're taping the, what is it called? The 205?
205
taping Live. Right after. Yeah, they just need to go have him go on that. And then, hopefully the 205 Live will be a successful show. They should tape it before instead of after, but that's their mistake. They like to make, endless mistakes now because they suck. But, I would think it would not suck for Kalisto to win at Survivor Series.
Yeah, I believe that as well. I think they should do it beforehand, but, who knows how they're going to format it. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So, but I also believe that it will go over. I mean, that's one reason why they have the show. I don't think it's turned out the way that it needed to be, turned out.
Right.
For Raw. So here you go, Kalisto. Congratulations on being the new Cruiserweight champion.
He hasn't won the belt yet. It's, I believe it's 7 days from now. 6 days. Yeah,
but, you know, congratulations early.
Cause okay. All right.
Okay. Intercontinental champion Dolph Ziggler versus Sami Zayn. Because this title is going, we foresee the division moving over to SmackDown. Right. I'll be surprised if it doesn't, but once again, they're going to go switch out the titles. So seems to me like Sami Zayn is going to bring the IC Championship back to Raw.
My liberal father didn't really say anything about that. Because I'm not sure what's actually going to happen because he just tells me everything and I re-repeat it on this show and then basically I add some cursing and some sexist remarks. But that's my character. But tape cassettes. But
Cassette tapes.
Oh, you're right. That's not my name. I'm changing my name so much I can't remember what a James would do.
Gotcha.
This is the fourth name. This is the fourth name I've had on the show.
Steven.
Don't Steven say S. my name. Don't do it.
Steven S. Keith. I know. I'm trying to make you sweat a little bit.
Don't say my
cassette name. Tapes.
I'll reveal your real name.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
Oh, yeah. Now it's a freaking catastrophe, huh? See? Nobody.
I didn't do it, though. I was just joking with you.
I know. I'm not going to say
anything. I made you sweat because I had that pregnant pause.
I'm not going to say anything. Roger Jackson.
That actually sounds a pretty cool name. Roger Jackson.
Pro Wrestling Cast, Roger Jackson.
And now your host, Roger Jackson. And Roger cassette Jackson, tapes. Yeah. I'm going to recut that. I'm gonna recut that entire intro with our new name. Roger Jackson and cassette tapes.
I'm starting to realize how stupid that is. No, I'm going to release an album as cassette tapes.
I swear, I think at the very beginning, I'm going to, okay. Anyway, I'll rewrite the description.
What were we talking about, Rod?
So we're talking about the title now that the Cruiserweights are foreseeably moving over.
Oh, yeah, the Intercontinental thing.
The Intercontinental Championship will be brought over to Raw to make up for that because I think now the way they're segmenting their TV is every segment has to do with a particular division or a particular title. So, I think it's going to be weird to have two mid-card titles on Raw. But it'll be interesting to see how they're going to fight for that. And, I don't like it, you know, but it is what it is, right? I'm not a big fan of that. I mean, you know, go ahead.
I think that, I would think that Zayn would lose, but I guess you're thinking that they're going to flip titles over. Is that what you're trying to say? That would be wise, for Zayn to have the IC strap and fight over there. I mean, I like that. The problem is the Intercontinental title and feud has kind of fueled, SmackDown, completely fueled it. With the great promos, the shoot promo and talking smack from The Miz and all the different stuff. And you kind of take that all away from him. So.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it would be a mistake.
Oh my God. Unless they're going to make The Miz the SmackDown champ.
Well, I think the problem with Raw is that no one's fighting for the tag team belts, You know, when you're trying to break a damn streak, as silly as it is, you know, and everybody knows, well, New Day's going to continue to do that, and they're doing it at the expense of making the club, you know, look like a bunch of losers and everyone else underneath them.
They are losers. I mean, they've
castrated everybody in the tag division there because they want to continually have the boys
break. Because they're mad at Bill Eady. They were mad at Bill Eady. Yeah.
So
I think Bill Eady thinks it's funny too. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
I just saw him get interviewed by who's the guy that does Great White North Wrestling? Hannibal TV on YouTube, and there's a really good Demolition interview. And Bill's a very eloquent speaker, nice guy, great heel in Japan, and you know, he doesn't deserve this dumb stuff to happen, but. At least they're not naming him and making fun of him yet.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and I'm no Demolition fan. I just think it's silly. I think you're hurting your division. But who cares?
Yeah, it is what it is. Here we are, Team Raw versus Team SmackDown live on a 10-on-10 traditional Survivor Series tag team elimination match. And, you know, all the players are there. Speaking of tag teams.
Right. Well, I mean... it should be great, actually. It should be an excellent match, and I don't see why it would suck. I mean, now, can you name the 27 participants, or is that something you can't do because you're coughing secretly?
Yeah, I'm coughing secretly.
Who's in it? So you got Hulk Hogan, Ultimate Warrior, Tito Santana. That's kind of the wild card, guys. Jake the Snake Roberts and Earthquake? Is that it?
That's it.
I see them going over for sure.
Yeah, that is a lot of people.
And I can't wait to see what's in that egg.
Yeah, the gobbledygooker, Junior might come out. It could be the Undertaker. Maybe the Undertaker will come out in an egg on SmackDown 900. I think that'll happen. I don't really know how this is going to work out. I mean, and I've said this before, I'm not really a big fan of how they do their Survivor Series matches, brand versus brand.
Sure.
You know, once again, it's like proving ground or whatever the hell, you know.
Yeah, they did those in 2005 and 6 a lot, didn't they?
Bragging rights.
Bragging rights. Yeah, that sucked.
So
we get to brag now.
Well, I don't.
Wow.
I just don't get it. There's going to be some other internal drama to happen in these co-branded pay-per-views. I mean, they are going to make this like a 7-hour event or whatever the hell they're going to make it. Oh my God.
Probably just 6. So don't worry.
You know, so it's going to
be a 4-hour show plus 2-hour intro. So yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be huge.
God, I don't know if I'm going to watch it.
I don't even know how that's going to turn out. I would like to think that, it's possible that Raw's team is going to go over in this particular case because it's New Day. You know, they're going to continue to make New Day look strong.
Yeah.
And I don't know who, you know, how, why, what rhyme or reason the tag team titles on Raw, because I don't even know how many days they have left on the clock. to be quite honest. I think we said something about that in a previous show, saying that they'd have to be champions up until maybe the last week of December in order to break the record for Demolition.
Don't you have to go over four? They have to go over 410. I can't remember. It's over 400. It's not a lot over 400.
No, they've already been.
They can lose it by. I'm pretty sure they could lose it by Royal Rumble. I might be wrong.
Okay.
God.
So, but you see what I'm saying? I mean, it could very well be.
Yeah.
That they lose it at that time, to a debuting, NXT something or other.
Well, that's how you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to have American Alpha come out and debut and beat them and then be baby. You don't do it like you did it. You know, but they don't know how to do anything right. They don't care about how Bill Watts booked Mid-South or how Jerry Lawler booked Memphis or even how Jim Cornette booked Smoky Mountain or definitely not how Eddie Graham booked Florida. They don't use traditional booking guidelines that have been successful for 100 years. Okay, and now you're going to change it. Okay, sure, whatever.
So we have that. There's also a Team Raw traditional SmackDown match. The women's match, I should say, women's elimination match. And so here I am back again.
There you are. You're back.
Okay. We can go back and let's talk about the tag teams. Let's see. I have a list now.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay.
Shining Stars on Raw.
Who do you?
The Raw team. Enzo Cass, New Day.
All right.
Cesaro, Redhead.
Oh my God.
And the Club.
Jeez.
Okay. Now here are the SmackDown guys. Rhino, Slater. The Bros. Hi, Bros.
Oh, God.
The Pretty Boys, Fandango, Breeze. You've got American Alpha and the Usos. So,
if you were wise, you'd have American Alphas go over. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that makes any sense, all of that.
That would set them up. I mean, that's true.
And then have Rick Steiner hit one of them at the very end. Because that would be really, because American Alphas are supposed to be like the Steiners, but they're just not stiff. That's kind of what they are to me. They look so great live too. I can't believe they've botched this.
Well, I can. We both can. But yeah, you know what? That would be great. American Alpha, the tag team champions on both sides have nothing to lose in this case. But if you put someone like America Alpha over, that's something they can kind of ride their crest on that and help them.
Better hurry up and do it now. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's the way to do it. The women's elimination match. This is interesting. So you've got Raw, Charlotte, Bayley, Sasha, Fox, and Jax. And in their corner, they also have Dana Brooke in there as well.
Great.
It's kind of, there. And then on Team SmackDown, you have Nikki. You've got Naomi. You've got... Alexa Bliss.
Mm-hmm.
You've got my fabulous girl there too. And who am I missing? Oh yeah, the coach is going to be Natalia. So typically they've got five girls competing and one girl on the outside, and so like there's going to be six participants in this.
Well, that should be good because more than half of the workers are good. So at least six of those workers are very strong. Some of them are fabulous workers. So that should be a good match too. Actually, to be honest, the card thus far sounds really good.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people are poo-pooing it and I do too. Like I said, I'm not a big fan of having these multiple elimination matches. At that point, just bring back War Games. You know, Survivor Series has been a little bit different, but I'm down with this. And I think the women is actually going to be pretty awesome. Looking forward to that more than this goofy tag team elimination match. It's going to be crazy. So there's going to be way too many people. But like I said, I'm a big fan of the women on this roster. They have made Nia Jax, a little bit more prominent in the past build. Obviously, people go crazy over Bayley, and I posted this on our Pro Wrestling Cast Facebook page.
Right.
They would not shut up about Bayley. They love Bayley so much in Europe.
She's
fantastic. She's fantastic. And, you know, between Bayley and Becky Lynch, you know, on the other side, I mean, they just could not get enough, to be quite honest. They just can't get enough. Cannot get enough of that stuff.
And they, just like we predicted, they are, you know, they're not going to go all the way with Bayley. They're just not going to do it. And when they decide to do it, it'll be, you know, too little too late. They have a history of this, and that's just what they do.
Well, you know, at least we can look forward to having competitive looking matches, which is great. And look, to be quite honest, you know, Charlotte, during this past SmackDown, Raw, I will say this, they did a tremendous job.
Right, but look, the reason I say things like that, okay, it's really simple, some of these things I talk about. There's a thing they call protecting someone and not protecting them. For instance, when Jeff Hardy came back for his second run, 2008 kind of thing, they protected him. And when you have, that's just an example, where they protect Randy Orton, currently. When Bayley loses to Dana Brooke on TV, that means they're not protecting her.
Okay. That was a botch, by the way.
No, but she lost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they didn't protect her, and that means they won't be protecting her, and that means they don't think she's a main eventer, and that means that she's not going to be what we want her to be. So all I had to see was that happen. I know they botched it. Dana Brooke botches every move and everything.
I disagree. I think I disagree with you, and I think
she's terrible, Aljon. She's terrible.
No. I do agree that Dana Brooke needs more. I've said this before, and I still stand by that statement. She needed more time to bake in NXT.
I just don't think she's going to be able to know how to do it. I don't think she'll ever get it.
Dana Brooke?
Yeah, I don't think she'll ever get it.
Well, she's not at that caliber yet.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I'll go that far to say that, you know. You know, maybe she might be like a Jillian Hall of this class of girls. I don't know.
Right.
But, and I know, oh God, you know, no disrespect to Jillian Hall, because her character was, she did the very best she could, you know?
Sure.
But I'm looking at these girls and I'm thinking to myself, you know, these are badass girls on this card, you know, looking at it. And, you know, I think, Nia has come up. I mean, they got her on the stick, you know, talking on Raw. And, I think all the girls are, I mean, dude, they're great.
That'd be the best thing to do is have Nia Jax squash James Ellsworth.
That would work.
That would be brilliant.
I'd say that.
Now that's good booking.
Just sit on James Ellsworth and you're done.
Yeah, you know, just leg drop him, give him some stiff clotheslines. Yeah,
that'd be great. Yeah, turn him inside out.
Yeah, you know? That's how you can use James Ellsworth, and that'll get heat. See what I'm saying?
yes.
Just think a little bit out the box here, okay?
Okay. I know we got to try to wrap things up here. We've got here the men's, Raw. We've got a lot of people here, and this is where it gets weird. Okay. Team Raw. Right. Owens, Jericho, brilliant stuff. You got Reigns, people still boo him, you know, so, you know, technically he's a heel in the eyes.
Roman Reigns, good God.
You've got Braun Strowman.
Right.
And then you also have Seth freaking Rollins in there as well, who I guess is still kind of heelish. So, and then you have this group, which is also interesting. So we know that Randy Orton has joined the likes of joined up with Team Bray Wyatt. So Wyatt is in there, Orton's in there, Ambrose. You've got AJ Styles, the captain of the team, and joined by Shane McMahon.
Yeah. Oh, great.
What's up with that?
I just think they just wanted to add some flavor to this whole thing. And he's, you know, the guy's over, you know, the guy's really over and he stayed over. It's hard to stay over once you've made a re-debut and you get a huge pop and then you have a match and then you kind of, you know, but he stayed over and, he's a cool guy and I'm glad he's there. You know, that's good.
Yeah, that's a good way to kind of draw some more interest. Star power.
Yeah. You know, maybe he'll do a big bump where he falls off of a scaffolding, but probably, but probably not. But, you know, when he fights Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, you know, I think we'll be pleasantly surprised by the level of suplexing we see.
Yeah, he's going to maybe climb on top of the Titantron or whatever.
Can you believe those are the two matches at WrestleMania? It's Orton versus Undertaker and Shane McMahon versus Lesnar. Whoopee. Big deal, in the words of Bobby Heenan.
So, you know, so who's going to win? Who's going to come out on top?
That doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. I don't know. I mean, it could be a draw for all I care. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of good workers. You know, I'm probably more interested in the tag matches result than that. You know, but
I'm interested in the IC match and the women's match, to be quite
that
honest.
Too. Yeah, that too. I mean, but that one is good. I mean, like I said, I think we've got all good matches here. And then is that it? Then the main event's Lesnar Goldberg?
And then Lesnar Goldberg in the main event.
Well, these matches are going to be very long, first of all. I just want to point that out. If you watch old Survivor Series matches, like in 1990-91, mm-hmm. Some of those suckers are going to 40, 45 minutes. And at the minimum, you're going to get 20 minutes with bad workers. So they'll probably go 25, 30 minutes each, maybe even longer. Anyway, to Goldberg Lesnar, couldn't be more pleased with how they've gotten lucky, perhaps, or whatever they've done with Goldberg. He's been great. I never liked Goldberg. I never was a fan. I can't tell you one Goldberg match that I've ever enjoyed. I guess the Hogan match at the Georgia Dome is kind of special. I mean, it's certainly a transcendent match.
It was supposed to be the passing of the torch.
Well, it was. And then, you know, he didn't mean it to be that. You know, I can't say enough, guys, how awful of a sociopathic human being that Hulk Hogan is, you know, because this was all a setup, you know.
But well, this anyway, will be. I digress. If this really is Goldberg's last match, you know, I think he will take it on the chin, and take it on the shoulders and take a pin, for the Beast Incarnate Brock Lesnar to keep his momentum going. I think it will be a good contest. I think it'll be fun. And that's what I'm looking for. I want this pay-per-view to be entertaining. Let's find a way to make it happen. Don't forget, Survivor Series airs live November 20th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Pacific on the award-winning WWE Network that you can sign up for at ProWrestlingCast.com. Any final thoughts before we wrap things up and get to our promo of the week?
No, I'm just excited. I am excited about the Survivor Series. And I'm just, you know, I think they'll put on a pretty good show, you know, and, you know, really glad to see Marty Scurll and Ospreay in the States more. And really excited as we get closer and closer to Wrestle Kingdom in New Japan, which isn't that far away. It's less than 2 months now away.
Scary.
You know, Naito at Tanahashi and Okada against Omega. Those are really, and then Kushida against Kamatachi. Well, he changed his name back to his real name, but you know, that's three matches that literally could all be five stars. Could you imagine 3 5-star matches on one card? I mean, it is possible.
Well, and it's also going to be a long show, so that'll be good. Yeah.
That'll be fantastic. Can't see what else they add. Can't wait to see what else they're going to add. So yeah. Hopefully we'll have more news on that soon.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be great. Once again, where can people interact with you and see all of your great content online, Stephen?
Well, my name is Tape Cassettes.
Cassette tape. You are now 8-track. Tape.
My name is Cassette Tapes. I do not share any politically related tweets. You do not have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about me talking about protests or results or anything like that.
We are a safe place here.
I do not want to talk about it. I think that this is controlled by a shadow government that we do not see, and you're all being duped because you all are, in fact, quite stupid.
Wow.
Because I'm a real heel, baby. So don't be fooled. Don't hate each other because people want you to. Hate each other because you're heels.
There you go.
And one more. I just wanted to say one more thing.
Okay.
I am for people for the ethical treatment of animals. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, no, you do love animals like me. I mean, I posted that video of the dog that
don't put up the dog thing. I got to see a dog all messed up.
Yeah, but he has a good life now. People rescued him. Isn't that a good story?
I don't want to see the dog.
All right.
Oh, straight up looking. I would got upset. I'm like, oh, God, the dog's ears all messed up. Look, my wife's crying. You made my wife cry.
Oh, well, it's a fun story. Okay. Look at the video I shared of the fox, you know, running free. That's a fun video. You can follow,
Fox running free.
Just follow him, Dr. Deathmark.
Okay? You've been letting your freak flag fly a lot lately.
I'd like to share fun videos of animals running free. That's what
you are an animal lover, and I am too. And we will. That is the one thing we will both say is, and I will stop being a heel because I do play a character on this show.
Kayfabe.
But I do love animals, and I am an animal lover, and I in fact own animals.
Now you are a guardian of a nice cat. There,
he's a very sweet cat.
Yeah. So follow him at Dr. Deathmark. And then you can also follow me at PreWrestlingCast as well as JediMouseketeer.com. All my social media links to Jedi Mouseketeer as well and other great podcasts that I host as well. So thank you so much for joining in. We now come to our promo of the week featuring the man, the team that met in jail. They met in jail, and they also have very freakishly similar hairstyles and body types and all kinds of stuff. And the mask,
they don't look too similar, actually.
Yeah, well, I'll take you be the judge. And check out Jimmy Valiant on our promo of the week. Don't forget to tuck your head, Nick Bockwinkel. Yeah, there you go.
Life.
Go ahead, say it.
Nick Bockwinkel for life.
Don't forget to tuck your head, and we'll see you next week. Take care.
Pro Wrestling Cast, promo of the week.
A lot of controversy that Charlie Brown and Jimmy Valiant are one in the same. Well, right here, we have a tape which shows them both. We're going to show you they're two different people, and we want you to watch this interview right here. Charlie Brown and Jimmy Valiant fans.
Here's the boogie woogie man.
Charlie Brown from out of town. Listen to me, baby. Boogie woogie hell. You know something, Gary Hart? You're the one that stole them tapes. You're the one that I beat. You're supposed to left town. But that's cool, Daddy. People, brothers and sisters, listen at the boogie man. Trust Charlie Brown. I know he's cool, Daddy, because I met him in jail.
Pro Wrestling Cast. If you've got a question or comment, leave us a voicemail at 615-9339-PWC. That's 615-9339-792. Follow us on Facebook at Pro Wrestling Cast and on Twitter at P Wrestling Cast or email us at ProWrestlingCast@gmail.com.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Views and ideas presented in these podcasts are those of Pro Wrestling Cast and are for entertainment purposes.
You're awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Fuck, for saying what needed to be said.